Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Aaron Thompson, filling in for the honeymooner, Julie Zamora.
Well, with the rain this week, leaves are finally falling. You can't let them just sit on your lawn. Hear all about why in our first segment.
We have an update to our Red Fox segment from last week. Dangerous situations have been reported. Hear all about it in our second segment.
Don't get too comfortable. Winter cold is coming, and your plants are going to need a winter blanket. Learn all about mulching your landscape in our third segment.
It's time to get your firewood. We have a quick primer on buying firewood, starting a fire, and taking care of your fireplace or wood-burning stove. Hear all about it in our fourth segment.
And don't go to Thanksgiving dinner empty-handed. We're going to suggest some hostess gifts you can bring. Listen in during our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice, turning brown thumbs green, for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs. But it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High-yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Now that most of the leaves are off to the curb. I'm sorry. I said off to the curb.
Well, they aren't at your house, evidently.
Yeah, right. Well. Now that all the leaves are off the trees.
Yeah. You need to get them to the curb.
You got to get them to the curb.
And let's say, I think you're nervous about this segment. You had a family discussion.
Oh, yeah.
About.
Yeah, I was right for a change.
So actually, you do listen to what we talk about during the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened? Set the scene.
I was challenged to get some leaves up.
You love her.
Right? I do love my wife. Absolutely.
I know you do.
And she loves me very much, and she knows how to challenge me. You know how women are.
I do,
especially
very well.
Your significant others. So
yes,
she challenged me, right? I definitely wanted to pay to get some landscapers to come up and blow my leaves. And I said, no, I'm just going to keep the money in my pocket and go out and do the leaves ourselves. We're talking almost an acre of leaves. And I had thought about that. So I had to enlist the help of my children. I had my kids out there raking. We had the leaf blower. We jumped in the leaves and all of that. But my wife was like, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get all the leaves up? I mean, just a little know-how. And she's like, just leave it on the just leave the leaves on the grass. And I said, no, you don't want to do
that. That was it. Yeah. That was that triggered.
Yeah, I said, don't leave it. I'm not leaving the leaves. Nope.
And why shouldn't people leave their leaves on their lawn?
Man, it causes all types of problems for next season. Number one, for me, I don't want any type of diseases growing over the winter in my grass. And I had that last year, and so I wanted to make sure that I got a good start for next season.
Yep, there are a lot of diseases, like you said. just do it, because it also, if so much light is deprived of the plant, you know, it's funny, Carl and I took a ride through Washington Township.
Sure.
You know, premier community. I think about one in 50 houses had a nice lawn. And I'm very disappointed in my neighborhood and in my town, just because they let it go to crabgrass, and they're all, like, you can tell who takes care of their lawn, and especially this time of the year.
Sure.
Their lawns are real green, looking great, and right. The other ones are not. In order to have a good lawn, you need to have good practices. And I, like you're doing, like yeah. My son-in-law, Steve.
Yeah.
He's devoted to having a good lawn.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. And leaving your leaves on your grass is going to kill sections. You're going to have bare spots in the spring. Right. You're going to have like things like fairy ring and other types of diseases that occur, and that you'll be surprised. There's winter, there's snow mold,
yep.
And that's the kind of things that you're talking about.
Yep.
And you get those leaves up, and because you need air circulation around your grass plants. They do go somewhat dormant. So
yeah.
All types of grasses. I can't make fun of Julio about his Zoysia lawn anymore.
Hey, Vera.
He's moving. Yeah, Vera Brown, are you listening? Hey, you have a big target on your back. You are now our Zoysia person.
Oh, man.
But a lot of people are. A lot of people right. are, which they went dormant a long time ago.
Yeah, you choke out the chances of your actual grass coming back next year. You know, more chance of weeds growing. If you don't get the leaves up either. And I found that in particular for me for this yeah. past season. Yeah. This is my first season actually removing all of the leaves. I only did the front. And I could tell the difference between the front and the back.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, major it's making difference. Sure you do that double crabgrass yeah. control in the spring. But so, okay, you rake it up, you bring them to the curb. And now, you know, what do you do? Like, does your town pick them up?
Yeah, we have the trucks that come by and vacuum them.
Yeah.
They vacuum them up. Yep.
Yeah, Washington Township has the same thing. Most communities have that now. And it's interesting what they do with them. Like, a lot of people think, oh, they go to the landfill. It's like, no. There are some farmers that take the leaves and that they're shredded up and they turn them over into the ground so they add organic matter back into the soil. And if you notice, they will not take your leaves if you've got it mixed with like a bunch of plastic or, you know, it's just a dirt pile or anything right. like that. They're not taking that. They're only taking pure leaves. And that the farmers take that, they turn it into the soil, and that will break down and it actually puts nutrients back into the soil.
Nice little organic matter.
Yes, it is. And like who knew? Who knew? Putting them in plastic bags right. and throwing them in the trash truck and having them in the clog up the landfills. Those days are gone.
Man, after all the rain, though, it just brought everything back down. It's like I didn't even get the leaves up.
I have a bald cypress, which is a deciduous conifer.
Okay.
There's a big word.
All right.
We're in horticulture.
Right.
So think of a tree that looks like an evergreen and that it drops all of its needles, and it's supposed to do this, okay? Bald cypress also, they love the wet areas. Do you know what tree I'm talking about in my yard? You've been in my yard. By the pond. Great big giant tree.
Next to the big root?
That's its big root.
The root? Okay. Yeah.
They call those knees.
Yeah.
That's a problem having it next to the pond.
I understand.
Yeah. So, but that is like a bronzy color right now. But man, after the rains, it's probably 50% of it has dropped down. And it's real light. You don't need to rake those up. So that's a good thing.
Right.
But they track on your shoes, and every time you walk into the house, you're bringing in, you know, a pound of needles. So you need to sweep that up, get your Roomba going,
right?
But or just blow it when it dries out. Like when it's wet, it's just stuck to the ground.
There, yeah.
So those of you out there looking to purchase a tree, there's trees like the bald cypress where they don't need to be raked.
Birch trees don't usually need to be raked. They're small, smaller leaves. There's a whole host of plants and deciduous trees where you don't need to rake them. Ginkgo biloba, like for instance, at the ginkgo tree. Make sure you get a male ginkgo because you don't want the fruit from it because it smells like cow manure. No fooling. And you want to make sure that it's a male. Another great tree, let's say call that like the Jurassic Park tree, because they found in where the next to dinosaurs, they found the leaf of a ginkgo biloba, where the imprint of the leaf.
Oh, like a fossil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see the connection.
Yep. So anyway, so if you're planting a tree and you're thinking about leaves, check some of those types of trees out. Other trees like oak trees and birch trees. Like another one is a weeping willow. Sometimes people are worried about the root system of a weeping willow, but those are another one that, you know, they basically fall apart and blow away. So just saying, a little added thing. But if you're raking, make sure you get some gloves and do it right.
One thing I will say, though, this year, it was so much easier that it was so dry. The leaves were not heavy at all. And a lot of the leaves, they blew to my neighbor's yard next door and across the street. So,
Of you that have listened to this program, we're big on giving your problems to your neighbors.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you, bud.
Yeah. Anyway, we will be back in the garden right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG. Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, you know, you can watch us on YouTube anytime. Have you subscribed yet? If so, thank you very much. We appreciate it. You will see that I'm sporting my Steve Jobs look, right? So, I've got my scruff going, and I've got my black whatever this turtleneck is. Right. Anyway, that we appreciate you. If not, head over to YouTube and please subscribe and give us a rating. Ratings are very helpful to us and our sponsors. You know that number. 5. So have you ever, Aaron, like you're talking in conversation, like during the break, actually right before the show started, we were talking about Donald Sutherland. Right. And you're saying it's Donald Sutherland. We were talking about the movie Kelly's Heroes that he was in anyway. Right. And we talk about that stuff. And all of a sudden you see Donald Sutherland everywhere. You hear his voice on commercials or you see him or you see Keith or Sutherland.
Right.
I swear that's happened with our segment on foxes last week. All of a sudden, everywhere I'm looking, I'm seeing a fox. You found an article.
Yeah.
About, was it Gloucester Township?
Yeah, it was a rabid fox found in Gloucester Township over the week, or last week.
And it bit, it attacked a dog,
yeah.
Right?
And I believe...
The owner tried to split them apart. So here's what, let me back up a little bit.
Yep.
We were talking about the fact that I saw a fox during the day just bounding through my yard, and like, I never see foxes, and that it was... We were kind of thinking that maybe it was the wildfires that were close by chasing it out. But after seeing the articles, that it maybe had rabies.
Probably.
A lot of times during the day, if you see a fox, like if you see a raccoon during the day, stay away because it's messed up. And it probably does have rabies. And where the fox in Gloucester Township, that it went after the person who was walking their dog, and the person tried to separate them. And by the way, this is in southern New Jersey, outside of Philadelphia, not too far from Philadelphia. It's in, why is it Gloucester Township in Camden County? Anyway, if anybody can explain that to us, we'd appreciate that because I live in Gloucester County. You live in Camden County.
Correct.
And that Gloucester Township sounds like
County.
It should be in Gloucester.
It should be.
All right, we're getting back to foxes. Okay. Right. In Save Gloucester Township in Camden County.
Say that
in
for
the county zoning. Where Aaron lives, where they have rabid diseased foxes. And it was like, maybe this is a one-off thing. And again, the fox attacked the dog. And, you know, it wasn't like, oh, look at the cute fox. It's like it came right over and like, let's go. And the person who was walking the dog tried to separate him, and the person got bit. Now, if the dog was vaccinated for rabies, it probably was all right. But the person, on the other hand, that's another story.
Yeah, they got to get shots.
Right.
And from what I hear, they're very painful.
Yes. Yes.
They go inside your stomach.
And it's a series. It's not like one and
right,
done.
It's like four. And they hit you in your stomach. That's tough.
Oh. Well, so that it's not reserved just to South Jersey.
No.
Summit, New Jersey, which is a suburb of New York City, a fox, which was attacking dogs in Summit. So same type of thing. The fox went after the dogs, and that fox turned out also to be tested positive for rabies. And that's Summit. Summit's like, you know.
It was still their land first.
Huh? It was their land first. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to see them. You're going to definitely see them. And fox.
Yeah.
I mean, just raccoons just in general.
Raccoons, for right. sure. For sure. Yeah. But it's like, you know, now I was writing this,
right.
I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what? No wonder why they have fox hunts. they go and they kill foxes.
Gosh.
Hey, you have young kids, right?
Yes.
Rabid fox comes over the fence or into your backyard and like that thing's dead.
They know the fastest ways back into the house.
Yeah.
Right. Front, side, you know, all those, they got all the keys. They know how to get in.
They open the door.
Yeah.
Look, Daddy, I always wanted a puppy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Not my children.
Not your children? No, never.
No.
Yeah, they're still at that innocent age.
Yeah, not at all. I mean,
just wait.
My kids, they will not. First of all, I don't think my kids were coming anywhere close to them. They stood in a car for like 10 minutes when they pulled in and there was a skunk. I told you, attacking.
Skunk, yeah.
Deer also, even though it's way across the street, it's the same thing. It was turkey vultures down the block.
Turkey vultures, they give me the creeps.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
They just do. Okay. You know what? I had one. Like,
think something's dead by?
I've talked about. Yeah. It's morning, right?
Yeah.
And your roof still is wet from the dew. Mm-hmm. I've had turkey vultures like on my house.
Yeah.
And I said, boy, the neighbors aren't going to, what are they going to think?
Can anybody confirm whether they have rabies also?
They just eat it and digest it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I mean, I've seen turkey vultures eating a fox.
I don't know.
Dead
That's
fox.
Good. Hey.
If you know the answer,
hey,
hit us on the hotline.
Bloomers in the Garden Nation, let us know. If a turkey vulture eats a rabid fox's carcass, mm-hmm. will it ingest and get, you know, can a turkey vulture have it?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know plants. Right. I know plants. But I do know if you see a fox
right.
and it's acting kind of weird. I mean, it's going to be like disoriented if it has rabies. It's going to be a little bit disoriented. You're just going to know offhand it doesn't look right.
So I have a question. Are they nocturnal foxes in general?
It's funny. As I was doing the research, it said yes but no.
Okay. Because I don't see them too often during the day.
No.
Right?
Me neither.
Well, I see them like closer to dusk, mm-hmm. right? Like floating around, I guess, looking for food or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really see them.
Yeah, but you think like rabbits, like, yeah. you know, I see more rabbits at that time
right.
than I do like in the middle of the day.
Okay.
They're out there.
Right.
But not in the same quantities that they are at, like you said, at dusk.
Sure.
And such. But again, it they get this something called hydrophobia, which they can't drink enough. So they're always like searching out water sources, and that may be one thing that brings them closest to the house. They said a zombie-like state. Hmm. That's what you got to look for. So look out. So don't think that it's an exciting nature, you know, moment for you. Think a little bit of cautious and fear, and just let the fox go on its way. I would also, if it is during the day, like mm-hmm. if it's midday, I would report it to your local animal control center
yeah.
just to say, hey, I've got a fox hanging around the house. It's here at this time. It's not. And especially if it's not looking right.
Well, that is what officials are asking for you to do. Do not engage, folks. Do not engage.
No.
Do not
no.
engage. Just no. call no. the officials no. and let them take care of it. That's what your tax dollars are for, guys.
I was wondering. yeah. Anyway, but that's another show. I think they record in the other studio. Anyway, all right, we'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll see you in the garden. We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with of plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com and be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff?
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. If you haven't applied your winter mulch, guys, it's not too late.
That's right. Okay. Why? Like, you told me there's a new law about mulch. And this is New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know if it's other Jersey. State of New Jersey. As of April 15th, the New Jersey state code for next year will be you have to have 18 inches minimum of space between your mulch beds and combustible building materials. So any wood structures, you got to be 18 inches away. A foot, at least a foot and a half clearance, guys. Porch police. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, is it, you know, right? The mulch police.
Mulch police, right.
Mulch police. And it's fined by, you know, life in prison or death.
Well, the excuse is, it says that I think the fire safety chief said, he mentioned that mulch is combustible. I mean, we know that, but... he said it may be extremely challenging to extinguish if caught. And with the
fire... I mean, I'll buy that.
Right.
I mean,
with the fire, the dryness that we've had, you know, this recent September.
Dry in April, trust me. That was, I was wringing my hands wondering, are we going to be here again next
they
year?
They say it's for our safety. I don't know if I'm buying that.
All right. So what do? You go, I guess, take stone and make a border of stone that's hidden. And, you know, I've seen it both ways. I've seen one where, like, in a parking lot, somebody throws a cigarette in the mulch, in a bed in a parking lot, and that smolders, and all of a sudden it catches fire.
Sure.
And like you're saying, it does. It kind of, like, burns, like, under the mulch. Right. And it can be bad. I get it. I don't know. We need a law.
Well, and the thing is that I don't think there's a big gray area in terms of who can it apply to, because they say some single family homes, it doesn't apply, but
well, there you go.
Townhomes and,
so single family homes are exempt.
Yeah, or maybe.
Oh, you better get this right.
I mean, it's
the
definitely
some. Come after you if you get this
there's
wrong.
Definitely some stipulations behind who it applies to. But I know for my home in North Jersey, I would not be affected. But there are certain homes that will be affected in particular. I know so, that split levels, there you got to check in with your municipality.
So two families or. You call them duplexes in South Jersey,
right?
Two families in North Jersey.
You guys need to make sure you check. I cannot emphasize it. Go to 511nj.org, guys, for you to make sure that you get all the information that you need. You don't need any extra tickets, guys. I promise you that. I don't.
Ticket.
Mulch police.
Mulch police. Anyway.
They drive the front.
Maybe it could be just a you know, start off rather than threatening that it should be started off where it's like, here's a good idea.
It may be born out of safety, but I'm just not sure.
Well, the issue is, okay, so what do you do? 18 inches from the house is not that far.
I mean, you just try to keep your mulch wet or at least moist.
You can't do that either. I mean, we do want people to have a sprinkler system, but
I'd imagine the mulch police drive the Fred Flintstone mobile.
Oh, don't you start. They're going to come after you right there.
I'm sorry.
That is not right. You are in trouble. Sorry. They're going to find out where that North Jersey house is.
Send your hate mail to Julio Zamora.
Yeah, Julio Zamora. In care of Judy, his new wife.
Sorry, guys.
Well, But mulching this time of the year, we always talk about it. It's the winter winds and it's really dry. We always talk about bloody noses in the winter.
Sure.
You know, where your sinuses dry out and,
sure.
and you go to rub your nose and all of a sudden it's a big blood stain. And it's because the air is so dry, and especially in your house, but also it's outside your house. And having mulch around your plants is something that you should do as long as it's 18 inches away from your, you know, superstructure. Whatever. So we'll play that for right now, and we're going to use that. But still, bark mulches. You're going to use a bark mulch. If you're using recycled, like, oh, I love black dyed mulch. Or you know what's the worst? I love the red mulch. Oof. That looks orange, perfect for McDonald's.
It just doesn't. Black, red just don't look natural to me.
Black's not bad. There's brown dyed, which looks pretty good.
I like the brown.
Problem with the recycled mulch is that it's 20% demolition wood. Mm. So it's 2x4s, it's pallets. You know, you never know what you're getting.
Sure.
I understand that's a good green thing to do.
I like cedar also.
I like cedar.
Cedar
is
nice
my
color.
Best. It's a little lighter. So you get it brown, and that all mulches, and even the dyed mulches, are going to dry out, and that surface is going to turn to a little bit of a gray color. So keep that in mind. There's shredded hardwood mulch, which is good. There's shredded hardwood root mulch, which is even better. I like, you know, everything we talk about is color, texture, and form. Color of the mulch, the texture of the mulch, and that's that when it's a triple shred.
Right.
Ooh, that's sweet. That's sweet. But maybe that's good tinder. Anyway, but you want to use something that is going to be 4 inches thick around your plants. But next spring, you may not have to add, you know, rough it up, loosen it up, maybe turn it over. And that's maybe all you need to do. You don't necessarily need to put another 4 inches on top. See how much is there between the soil.
Right.
Because you want some air circulation to be down in there too.
Yeah, I find I don't have to add much at all.
Yeah.
I just dig down. And
if you just fluff it,
right.
and that's what you're going to do. It's going to compact, and you're going to be compressed.
Right.
Fluff it a little bit, and you may not have to do anything to restore that color a little bit as well. Pine bark mulch is something we were talking about. Pine bark is something that was used. I mean, we sold a lot of pine bark. Mm-hmm. Now we don't. And if you'd like to see it, we have it at Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. It's real pretty because it stays light and airy. It doesn't compact the way that regular mulches do. And you have a choice between mulch and mini nuggets. They're pretty close to the same texture. Mini nuggets are going to be, I don't know, about half an inch to an inch squarish. And then there's nuggets, which are the nuggets. And what this is, it's pure bark. And anytime that you're worried about termites or any of those types of insects, ants, and things, you want to use something that's pure bark, that it's the cellulose that's inside the tree that they eat, but they can't digest the bark. So when you see an insect, you know, you ever wonder why is it always under the bark? It's never in the bark. It's, you know, that's what you're looking for. So that's why we say always use a bark-based product. But again, we talked on the way in about pine straw, and pine straw is basically pine needles. And I talked about using it. I did not need to mulch this year because we were doing a project around the house, and I didn't need to mulch because I didn't have any plants. But when I replant that, I'm going to be using pine straw.
Yeah.
More of a test, but if you go from, say, Virginia south, that's what they're using.
Yeah, everywhere.
That's where your folks in Georgia, you said,
yep.
right? My sister
yep.
in South Carolina.
Yep.
That's all they
it's
use.
Everywhere.
And it's getting out here. It's a little bit pricey, but it's going to go a long way. And it maintains that fluffiness. And it maintains that dark color. So it's not going to fade like some of the other mulches will. And it's not going to compact around your plants. It'll still insulate them. You know, because think about it. When you do insulation, a lot of times it's the air gap that you have in the insulation that actually keeps things insulated.
Correct.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Did I mess up?
Well, coming from somebody who is currently insulating his basement, I agree with that.
Oh, you itchy?
Not yet. I'm using foam board. We're using the boards. Yeah,
not
but we
easy,
still gotta. We still have to do the rafters. So yeah. I'm with you. It's all about the air circulation.
That's it, and it's that gap. So I really am going to try that. If you haven't mulched or you have a bare ground and you're just trying to decide which one to go with, try the pine straw. And again, it's pine needles, and that we were in a discussion. It was about calling it pine straw
or needles,
and it's pine needles,
right?
And where it's they pick it up and they put it in a bale form, and a lot of times it's in this area, mm-hmm. it's going to be in a plastic square bale.
But the needles are so long they resemble straw.
Yeah.
So that's
that down south they bale it like straw,
right,
to where it doesn't have a plastic cover on it, and we prefer it. Because we don't want it to get wet and moldy or anything like that, or fall apart like bales of straw so often do. So it hasn't reached mass appeal yet here in the north,
right?
But I think it's coming because it really works. And also, so we're talking about being green. So all right, recycled.
Yep.
You know, 20% demolition wood.
And pine grows super fast. So.
But dyed mulch, 20% demolition wood means that could be 2x4s, which insects will eat.
Sure.
Bark products like the pine bark, the cedar mulch, pure bark or root, mm-hmm. generally they do not eat that because there's not the cellulose in it. Mm-hmm. And pine bark nuggets, where does that come from? Do they just scrape the trees and kill the trees? No, it's like, you know, you see those truckloads of 2x4s? Where did the bark go? The bark goes in a bag, and it gets sold to people that use it as mulch. So, again, it's green. It's green.
Green.
Green. So, if you haven't mulched, get out there. You can abide by that law. Take the chances of flirting with the I guess it's local government, right? Was it a local thing? Or was it a New Jersey one?
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey?
State of New Jersey.
Yeah, again, we're calling out to Bloomers in the Garden Nation. If you know in your state if that's a law, because we're reaching Southern Connecticut, we've got New York, and we've got Pennsylvania. So let us know if your community is requiring an 18-inch space between the structure and your mulch. I'm curious at how far that's gotten. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertiloam's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertiloam's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is triple action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilum's triple action and expect to have the best looking plants in the neighborhood.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomer's Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomer's recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Hey, welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Hey, you Philly fans out there, have you been watching the Sixers? Oh no. Villanova? I'm a Villanova fan. Villanova's not doing much better. But if you're watching on YouTube, and here's another reason why you should subscribe to our YouTube channel, look at Aaron's hat. Aaron, what does your hat say?
I'm a New York Knicks fan. You see that?
Knicks. The Knicks.
It's been a long time.
You know what's awesome? I'll root for the Knicks. Yeah. Maybe that's a team I need to switch to because they're all Villanova players.
Right. Absolutely. That's
right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Now, here's a little tie-in to this. This is what, you know what this is called? I'm holding up a plant. It's a fantastic.
We just talked about that. That's Gaultheria.
Gaultheria, right?
It's like evergreen, wintergreen.
All right. And wintergreen. And you know what its other name is?
What's that?
Knick-knick.
Knick-knick.
So it's a knick-knick. Knick-knick, it's a knick plant.
Okay, so, all right.
Anyway.
Okay, I see the connection there.
It is a great ground cover, stays really low. Bear berries, because the bears eat the berries that are on it, gets a little white flower in the springtime. Beautiful plant, excellent ground cover. Get it while you can, because a lot of times you can only get it in the fall. It's a little bit on the pricey side, but boy, you'll love it. In dense shade, perfect.
On our YouTube page, guys, we did a whole spotlight on Gaultheria, guys. Yep. Check it out.
Yep. And all the Knick-knick. I guess there's no 76er. Boy, were they getting on Joel Embiid. Oh, this is a show we're talking about firewood. I'm sorry. We'll get back to
I don't want to step on the fence.
Was that
toes.
A tangent? That was a tangent just there. All right. It's firewood season.
It is.
For the person that's out there that put on our Facebook page a review of how they hated us because they couldn't light a fire. I take it personal. This is 6 years ago. You got to go to the bottom when our Facebook page first started. The reason you can't light a good fire sometimes is because you've got oak wood. And you have to start a fire the right way. And you want to buy oak wood because it will burn longer. And if they said it's mixed hardwood, that's fine. You've got mixed hardwood because that's what you're after. If you had pine, you'd be putting a piece of wood in every 10 minutes. And also it's going to create creosote and it's not going to be that great it's great to start, but it's not what you're looking for in firewood.
We use it to start other fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. We use it to start the oak, as a matter of fact.
And that's what you need.
Right.
A lot of paper balls, nothing's more.
No.
I have a wood-burning stove. Do you have a fireplace?
Outside, I do.
You have a fireplace? Outside fire, but inside you don't have.
No. I guess when they put the new addition, they close it in.
Yeah.
The original owners. I see everything is in the basement, but the chute and everything has been closed up. So,
okay.
Yeah, they knocked down a brick. Everything that was down there. So,
well, I have a wood burning stove and I actually do have a fireplace as well.
Yeah.
That you want to make sure it's all about
making sure that air is like anybody who's any boneheads out there that are lighting fires when it's really warm out in their house, they have found out that it gets smoky in the house because you can't create a draft.
Right.
And what does that mean? It means that the air from the inside of the house is pulling through the fire and going up the chimney. So it's got to be cold out to create that draft, and then you'll get a good fire. So, you know, if it's 60 degrees outside, you know, you really don't need a fire. Maybe that's why people have gas fireplaces.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if you're buying firewood, you're going to get good seasoned, and again, it could be mixed hardwood. It could be oak. A lot of people say, oh, I've got cherry. It's like, well, okay. You know, it's all right. Cherry's fine. But you want to get a fire started. You can start with paper balls, but there's paper balls. You like just, but anybody have any newspapers anymore?
I don't find a paper catches.
Like you got to put enough of them, and they got to be tight. Oh. And so that then when they open up, as they burn, they can. But nothing's more defeating than when you like run out of paper balls and they are all out and your log's sitting there.
My dad
not
used
lit.
To. I remember as a kid, my dad used to wrap his logs with newspaper.
Really?
Yeah, and put it right in the fireplace.
I don't think of that.
I didn't. It took him forever to light the stove. To light the fireplace.
Well, he didn't have fatwood.
Probably not.
Fatwood. I love fatwood. Fatwood is my favorite. It's
an instant starter.
And it is. Yeah. It is. So what is fatwood? It is born from the stumps that are left over after logging and of pine trees, where what happens, that sap goes down into the pieces of the wood, mm-hmm. and that it basically crystallizes in that, and it looks like a piece of wood, but you could light it with one match. Mm. And I use that now instead of, although I do get the Lancaster Farming News. Right. Lancaster Farmer News is about like the Sunday Times, you know.
It may beat the Sunday Times now.
Yeah, it might.
And I think now that, maybe I'm speaking out of place, but I think the Times is stopping their paper delivery. That and the Star Ledger. So we definitely
the Star Ledger. I think too?
Yeah, the Star Ledger too.
Well, it used to be the Herald. That was the Herald News.
Yeah.
That was up north. But and then it was the Gloucester County Times and the Courier Post. I think Courier Post is still around.
I think so.
Anyway, we digress. Getting fatwood, using fatwood to start your logs is the easiest thing that you can do. It works really well. You may be taken back. I don't particularly like the Duraflame type log things.
With the paper on it?
Yeah, yeah. You light the paper. You know, read up on it. I'm not going to make a decision about that one way or the other.
If I'm doing a quick meal outside on my wood stove, I use that.
Well, you're outside, but I'm talking about inside.
In the house. Yeah, that's different.
It has that kerosene smell.
Sure.
You know, but it also, if you have good draft, then it works. But again, using fatwood, look for fatwood at your local garden center, hardware store. Again, we really like it. It works very well, and it lasts for a long time. It's a whole lot better than trying to make paper balls and then not working. If you're doing paper balls, you want to make sure that you have some kindling wood in there as well. So it's kind of like the lasagna method where you put the paper balls and you put the kindling wood and then you put the actual firewood. Then you can maybe get it burned and get it going. But if you've got wet wood,
You're not getting that fire started.
Yeah, make sure that when you're purchasing your wood that you ask if it's seasoned. That's essential. That's essential. Let's see. You need to check. When was last time? Well, you don't have.
Well, North
did
Jersey.
You have in North Jersey?
Yeah,
did you
did.
Have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Did you close it up?
Yeah.
You did.
I told them not to use it.
Yeah.
Renter that tenant. Yeah.
Did you, while you were living there, did mm-hmm. you ever have it checked?
Yeah, and I couldn't afford to get it. That was the end of that story. Well,
you can have people come out, and that you can look them up on Google, and it'll be near me. Look for chimney sweeps, chimney inspections. It's a good idea every other year, maybe even every year, that you have your chimney inspected. I had a friend of mine who built a brand new house, you know, and I can just picture him all happy, lighting the fire for the first time and like got his family around. There's a gap in the chimney where it connected to the flue.
Oh,
set his entire house on fire and it burnt to the ground. Brand new house. Right. So getting it inspected is a great idea. With all of I can remember where at one time it was, you take a burlap bag filled with sand and you ran it up and down. But again, I'm a farmer, so those days are over. Now they have cameras and they can see things that you can't. Yeah. And that it also gives you a good idea. Like my house is now getting on the older side where it just concerns me. Like, how do I know that there's not a gap?
Right.
You know?
In our first home, we had an issue with the hood. Being rusted out and being in a really bad spot to be able to get up and access it. And so they wanted to charge us an arm and a leg for the whole new system. And it's not worth it for me because we don't use it that often.
Yep. My wood burning stove I do use. It's great. It shuts off the heat to the rest of the house. It's cold in here. Put on a sweater.
Sure.
But I'm saying that to myself because I don't have my kids are all grown now.
Wow.
Anyway.
Our kids know.
Your kids know. Yeah, well, see, there you go. I'm glad things are things are moving on. But getting your chimney cleaned also gets rid of that creosote that can build up even if you have a flue that's a brick flue. Sure. If you've got questions about firewood, you know what to do. You call a hotline. If you have questions about houseplants, if you have questions about anything between me, Julio, and Aaron, we can answer that question. You know the number. You dial 609-685-1880. You leave a message. You leave us our question. We call you back in person, and we give you the answer. And if we use it on the air, you get a free T-shirt. We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers T-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Thanksgiving is Thursday, and when you have some ideas on what to bring to the Thanksgiving feast as a gift.
That's it. I always love when you give one of your plants, so if you split a perennial and you bring that to their house and you plant it, okay, we always say this, don't bring it without planting it. Like, here, look, I got a root for you. Oh, thanks. You can do things like there's still bulbs still around. You could plant some bulbs for them because the whole idea is when that plant grows or the bulb flowers, I said, hey, I know, Aaron gave me that. And there's other things. Succulents are another easy care for plant. It's not something where you're giving them something that's a burden. A lot of times it's like, oh, look at this exotic so-and-so. And it's like, you know, they're just, that labors them to like, great, I don't have enough to take care of.
Right.
So again, you use simple things, But most of all, we sell more poinsettias at this time. It's amazing. And it's early. It's like Christmas, it's Thanksgiving, but you can give them a poinsettia. And then that way they have that poinsettia all through Christmas. Got anything else to add? We're running late.
No. Yeah, I would just say,
good
yeah,
one.
They'll definitely remember you for the plant.
Right.
You know, that's make it. Sure you plant it. Make sure you plant it for
that's
them.
Right. And it's an outdoor plant, not the poinsettia, not right,
the
Aaron?
Poinsettia.
Yeah. Well, that's another show.
Depends on the time of the year.
We'll be back in the garden right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. I don't know. Are we going to see Julio down at the schoolyard? I don't know. I know that he's honeymooning.
Yeah.
He's honeymooning.
Congratulations again, man.
Yeah.
Look forward to seeing you back.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. A lot to do. I want to make sure that we thank our audience that this Thanksgiving, things that we're thankful for, and, is the definitely our listeners out there. We appreciate that. Appreciate all you do. Appreciate the callers that you bring to us because you bring us the content. And this show just goes from there. So thank you again. Are you staying local or are you going traveling?
We haven't made that determination.
Yeah, I'm going up North Jersey.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to Clifton.
Well, if we come up, we might meet you at Richfield Farms.
Yeah, now they're closed.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Oh, thanks,
I'm going. Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Right here
guys.
In the garden. Happy Thanksgiving.